Welcome to the Pac-12 Football Coaches Conference call. To ask a question, you may press star 1 on your telephone keypad. I will now turn the call over to Dave Hirsch.
All right, thank you, and hello to everybody. I appreciate you getting on the call today with us. This is the Pac-12 Football Championship Game Preview Call with head coaches David Shaw of Stanford and Todd Graham of Arizona State. First up will be Stanford coach David Shaw representing the North Division in the Football Championship Game. Coaches online, and we'll go ahead and take questions.
To ask a question, press star 1. Your first question comes from the line of Richard Obert, Arizona Republic.
Yeah, hi, Coach Shaw. Congratulations on getting this far with this team. And just, I know when you replaced Coach Harbaugh, you had a little bit of different style. Can you just talk about that and what you try to do to bring the best out of your players?
I think the biggest lesson I learned from my dad a long time ago, which is to be authentic, to be yourself, which is what every parent tells their children. But in my position, in the coaching position, your guys know if you're being honest with them. They know if you're being yourself. They also know if you're trying to be like someone else. And, you know, the best thing for this team was for me to show them that, hey, we're going to make every decision we make is going to be in the best interest of the team. I'm not going to try to show people how different I am than Coach Harbaugh. The bottom line is, how can we put the players in position to be successful? And right off the bat, the decisions that the coaches and I made kind of back that up to be, you know, we did things really well, and we weren't going to try to change what we did well and the things that we needed to improve on, and we concentrated on what we needed to improve on. So more than anything, I took myself out of the equation and said, you know what, this is about the players and the team, and I think the team appreciates that.
Thank you, Coach.
Mm-hmm. Your next question comes from the line of Ted Miller, ESPN.com.
David, looking at film, with T.J. Foster taking over as their feature back, does he change their offense at all? Is he a different guy than Marion Grice?
I think he is different, but I know they're going to be dedicated to running the ball and run it with their running backs and their quarterback and being as diverse as possible, because it's a lot to defend. D.J. Foster is a big-time back. And he was that way coming out of high school. He's that way now, and he's going to continue to be that way in the future. So I think they're excited about him. I know they'd love to have Grice back, but, you know, that's why you recruit, and you recruit great players. So if a guy gets hurt, you put another great player on the field, and he showed that last week. He's a great running back.
You know, I know you're not inside the Arizona State program, but just watching them on film through the years, what has changed about the Sun Devils under Todd Graham compared to what before he came?
You know, it's always hard to compare because they're different teams. Yes, the coaching staff is different, but you have different team makeups. You have different guys on the team. This team this year, and once again, we didn't see them last year, but this team this year, they play with such energy. They play with such passion. They're so aggressive. They have great team speed. And they defensively, they try to keep you on your heels. Offensively, they're always in attack mode. You know, run or pass. I mean, it's fast paced. Yes, it's fast paced to a certain degree, but it's also they're attacking you. They're attacking you with the run. They're attacking you down the field. They're attacking you with the quarterback, and they're making you defend a lot of different things. And it's impressive to watch.
You know, for three quarters in your game in September, you guys just dominated them. Is there any concern on your part that maybe your guys think that they can just show up and win this game?
Not at all. Not at all. Once again, I mean, you put the film on, our guys are smart, you know, our guys know, and you know, you put the film on, you're watching these guys run by people, you're watching them dominate games, you're watching them dominate teams that we struggled with, and you know, you put two game films on, and you immediately have a lot of respect for these guys. So that game was a long time ago. We believe we're a different team, they're a different team. This is a new game, it's almost like a different season. So, you know, we're going to have to find ways to move the ball and score points and slow them down when we're on defense.
Great. Thanks a lot.
Sure.
Your next question comes from the line of Bob Young, Arizona Republic.
So, I'm just curious, during the 5 years that your dad was on the staff at Arizona State with Darrell Rogers, did you Did you spend a lot of time around the program as a kid, Ben? Did you ever go to Conazona? Did you go to a lot of games at Sun Devil Stadium? What are your memories of that time?
Oh, I have unbelievable memories. Every time I go back to that stadium, I know it's updated and it's new, but I remember, gosh, being able to sneak into the basketball games when the coach's offices were still in the arena and watch Byron Scott play basketball. I remember going up to Camp Tonizona and between practices catching horn frogs and having a blast up there and shagging balls for the quarterbacks. And, just
fun.
That was between third grade and seventh grade. It was fun. It was awesome, and Coach Daryl Rogers was great. You know, he wanted the families around. He wanted the kids around, and made a great family atmosphere. It was also a good team, so you got to see some great football. Those guys there was a lot of hitting in practice, and guys making big plays. And I'll never forget standing next to Daryl Clack and saying, "Wow, this guy's a running back. He's so huge. He's so big," and was a great player. And I have a lot of fond memories from my time in Arizona.
There was kind of a push, I remember, from a lot of supporters when Daryl left, and then when John Cooper left, possibly hire your dad as the head coach. I know there was some support for that. What was you thinking about then? Do you recall any of that, and did you guys think there was a chance that might happen?
It was an interesting time because my dad went with Coach Rogers to the Lions. It was my dad's first job in the NFL. And, you know, he made that jump to the NFL, and it was so exciting and inviting to stay there. And they were on the verge of being a really good team for so many years, and I don't think he wanted to leave that opportunity at the time. And then being able to come back with Denny Green back to Stanford, back to college football, I think was exciting. And there were a couple of times where I know his name was bannered about, but as a crazy part of this game is in this profession is timing. You know, sometimes a job opens and you're not ready for it, and sometimes you're ready for it and that job doesn't open. So, but I know he's very fond of his time at Arizona State, and we lived in Mesa at the time, and we still talk fondly about those days.
Your next question comes from the line of Kevin Gimmel, ESPN.com.
Hey, Coach, when you look at Tyler over the last 7 weeks, you can argue he's been the best running back in the country with what he's been averaging. What have you seen out of him the second half of the season? And is this one of those games that he came back for? This is the reason why he's back?
I think, you know, you asked Tyler, and he came back because – you know, he loves the school, he loves his teammates, he loves his team, and he loves football. And he had an idea that we still had a chance to be a good team, and he wanted to be a part of that. And he's become a huge part of that. But I think for him, the last 7 weeks or so have just been, you've just seen unbelievable determination. Not everything's bought perfectly. He takes a lot of pride in not having negative plays. You know, so if a play, you know, looks like it's about to be -2 and he gets his +2, you know, that's a big play for him. And then when a play is supposed to be 4 yards and he gets 12 yards, you know, he loves those. He runs with such determination and leg drive and body lean. And, you know, he loves when the game gets tight and he loves when the game is really physical. And, you know, right now he's an embodiment of our running game.
And then how much of a factor, if at all, is the fact that you guys played in the championship game last year? Is there a sense of looseness among your guys because they've been here before and they've done that?
I think there's a sense of excitement because, mm-hmm. you know, it's a challenge. You know, last year we were fortunate enough to have it at home. Yeah, this year we have to go on the road, and it's going to be loud. It's going to be an exciting environment against a really good football team, you know, a really good football team that feeds off of the environment. So I think our guys are getting geared up for that. They know it's a completely different world than last year, and it's going to be a tough game to win.
Great. Thanks, Coach.
Sure.
Your next question comes from the line of Craig Morgan, Fox Sports, Arizona.
Hi, David. When you watch film with Taylor Kelly, what makes him so effective in this offense?
Oh, gosh. You know, it's – I'm still looking for a word, you know, to describe him. You know, it's that I want to be complimentary, but it's his desire. You know, he just whether he's running it or he's biding time in the pocket to throw it. You know, the kid plays with such energy and fire and fight. You know, as a college football fan, you love watching him play. You know, when you're trying to defend him, you say, man, you have to try to keep him in the pocket, but everybody tries to keep him in the pocket, but he won't stay in the pocket. He'll get out of the pocket. He'll make people miss. He'll buy time and find that big receiver down the sideline. You know, he'll put the ball in the belly of the running back, and he'll pull it out, and he'll have a guy that's there to tackle him, and he'll make the guy miss and get a 7-yard gain where it should have been a 2-yard loss. You know, he's just one of those guys that plays the game the way it's supposed to be played, which is he plays all out every single play.
Is his mobility one of his greatest assets, or do you see other things there as well in terms of just the physical X's and O's on the field?
Absolutely. You know, the mobility, and that's the thing when we inserted Kevin Hogan in the starting lineup, mobility is a game changer for your offense. If your quarterback can scramble for first downs, if you can have a gun run game where the defense has to account for him as a runner, and then also a play action game and a movement game where he can get outside the pocket and do what he's naturally gifted to do, you know, he becomes something that's a guy that's really, really hard to defend.
Thanks, David.
Sure.
Your next question comes from the line of Bud Withers, Seattle Times.
David, when you look back to a year ago in the Pac-12 title game, were there any challenges in getting your team emotionally ready to play a team that you had just beaten pretty soundly the week before?
It was. And we had a pretty mature group last year, and I believe we do again this year. So that helped a lot, because it was tough when you beat a team by 2 or 3 scores and you played extremely well to come back. Okay, 6 days from now, you're going to play them again. But I think our guys responded to the challenge. I think UCLA responded to the challenge. UCLA came back and played one heck of a game, you know, and one missed field goal away from taking the game into overtime. So I think both teams understood that was going to be a challenge. This one's a little bit different in that there was a lot of time elapsed. I mean, it almost feels like a season ago when we played Arizona State the first time. So this one, it really does feel like a new game and two new teams.
And also, any reaction to the USC hire yesterday?
Not at all.
Okay, thank you.
No problem.
Your next question comes from Al Kinzing, Turner.
Good morning, Coach. When you mentioned that the previous game against Arizona State feels like a season ago, what do you feel has changed the most for your team in particular heading into this week?
I think for us, we've settled in to, you know, that's the thing with me is the first 4 or 5 games of every year, you're really probing even, you know, even things you think that you're going to be able to do, you're not really sure until you can do them. You get to this point in the season, you know who you are. You know what your strengths are. You know what your weaknesses are. You know who's going to play in what positions. You're not probing as much. You have more factual evidence of who you are and who you can be. You still do things to offset your strengths, but, you know, I think we know ourselves better right now than we did before. I think Tyler Gaffney has established himself. I think Kyle Murphy and Josh Garnett have established themselves and what role they play on our offense. You know, as opposed to early, they were still probing and seeing what they were going to be like. And I think those two guys have had fantastic years as we go into our big personnel groupings. I think Ty Montgomery has emerged as an elite playmaker. I think Devin Kaju is coming back healthy, and we know what Devin is. And Michael Rector has a role now, you know, so that's just offensively and defensively. You know, I think these older guys that we have still learning to play with the younger guys early in the season now. They're playing more like a complete unit. I think we're playing better defensively than we did before, even though we are beaten up a little bit and we've lost Ben Gardner and, you know, we've had some bumps and bruises. But I think our guys are playing better together than they were even earlier in the season.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
We've got time for one more question.
Your final question comes from Jacob Thorpe, the Spokesman Review.
David, I understand there's no reaction to the Sarkisian hire at USC, but just in a more general sense, do you think college coaches moving between conference before their team's season is over is in some way kind of indicative of the big business that college football is continuing to become?
Yeah, I think it is. I think it is. There's so many things that go into it, of course. You know, money is one thing, and where you live is another thing, and where your wife wants to live, and where you have history, and where you don't have history, and where you have a family base. I mean, there's so many different things that go into it. I don't know anything about the particulars about that, but when things like this happen, it's usually never just one thing. You know, it's never just, hey, they're going to pay me $10 more, so I'm going to go down there. So I'm sure once Steve's able to talk publicly about all this, and he'll be able to allude to what led to the move. But you know, there's always you know 10 to 20 different things why coaches do what they do.
Do you think there's an upshot to it that in some ways it kind of strengthens interconference rivalries?
I don't know if it strengthens the word, but I think this move probably puts a little hot sauce on the rivalry between USC and Washington. But I think that's natural anytime a coach voluntarily leaves one place. But you know, maybe that'll get the Washington fans from being so mad at me about last year.
Thank you.
No problem.
All right, that'll do it. David, thanks for your time today, and we'll see you down here this week in Phoenix.
Okay, take care.
Thank you.